To you live. We are now in the second quarter, technically, of 2024.
That's true.
With Michael with
Tatiana.
Hey, once again, it is Watch for the Hook Wednesdays on the Watch for the Hook Business Entrepreneur Podcast.
Judith, say entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
You say entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
You know what? Go ahead.
See? She just messed my vibe up right there. But that's why we keep it 100 with y'all.
So
check
do.
This out, man. We really appreciate y'all tuning in with us every Wednesday. Watch for the Hook Wednesdays.
Yep.
Always, you can come by www.watch4thehook.com. Mm-hmm. Check out our latest apparel. We got something new coming for y'all. Just
we
keep
do.
Hanging in there with us.
We do.
As our small business asses keep saying, we hanging in there. So, me and Ms. Parker finna get ready and come off the top of the rip for y'all.
Mm.
We're gonna talk about staying outside of the box that they try to put you in.
Yeah. So, ultimately, it is you thinking outside of the box, but trying not to get put in one at the same time. Right.
And a lot of times, you know, we talk to y'all about we've been in business since 2019.
Yep.
And, you know, a lot of times people will be like, hey, y'all just sell t-shirts.
Mm.
And, you know, a lot of times that used to hit us a certain way.
It did. Kind of offensive.
Yeah, because.
Like, just.
Yeah, and because in 2019.
What do you mean, just?
We put out 2 short sleeve t-shirts, 2 long sleeve t-shirts, a hoodie.
Wait. 2019, 2020.
Oh, 2020.
Yeah. I'm all about the numbers.
So when we launched in April of 2020,
we
put out 2 short sleeve t-shirt designs.
We did.
Which a lot of people can't do, and we've learned from that.
2 designs, 1 colorway each.
And one was text and graphics.
Yeah.
And one of them was text.
Oh, was it? No, they were both text and graphics.
The graphics was the glue.
Ooh, you're right.
We learned. So, the rip. 2 separate designs. 1 text, then 1 text and graphics.
Yeah.
So, then we came back a few months later.
Yeah.
We dropped short sleeve in July.
Mm-hmm.
So now that's when you learn it. You fresh out the boat. You didn't realize you shouldn't have came that fast.
Yeah.
That quick. And so, we came back in July with 2 long sleeves.
1 colorway.
2 colorway.
1 colorway each.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I forget how that colorway.
Yeah. Goes. 1 colorway each.
So we came back with 2 long sleeve designs. 1 text and graphic. And another one was text and graphic. But the text and graphic on the blue one, which was a cryptic blue, was on the sleeve.
So it was split.
It was split. So, listen, we tell y'all, we came outside the box from the jump.
We did.
And so, when you're looking at people trying to say, oh, y'all just doing t-shirts, or you're just a t-shirt company who used to try to offend us because we were like, no, we technically weren't just t-shirts. We came with t-shirts because that's just, to be honest, that's the easiest thing to do.
And that's the route you probably should take.
Yeah. And so, we jumped that box real quick.
We did.
But looking back on it, we jumped the box
quick. Probably so.
And then later on that year, we dropped a hoodie.
We did.
And then later on that year again, we dropped a beanie.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, we dropped 4
1,
rounds.
2, 3, 4. Yeah, 4 different rounds
in 1 year.
Products.
So let's just be honest. For a starter company,
that's a lot.
Off the grip, we dropped 6 products in less than 8 months.
That was a lot.
Now we now in the 2024 version of us, we understand that was what?
It was a lot. It wasn't necessarily a wrong move or a bad move. It was just a move, you know, that helps you learn, and it helped us learn tremendously. But even with that, like when you're getting ready to start your business or launch your business, however, you know, wherever you're feeling, you're getting those business cards because at that point, the business card, that's big shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's just something about a business card that makes you feel like, who, I'm legit.
And if you think about starting a business, an apparel line, you need to come by www.watch4, the number for the hook.com.
Right.
Get that podcast or monetization call. This gives you 30 minutes with me and Miss Parker,
That's right.
who are now 5+ years in the game.
Ooh.
Still, listen, still selling. So,
And got new stuff on the horizon.
listen, we already got 2024 mapped out.
Yeah.
So, real talk, we got 2024 ready for y'all. If you're like, whoa, y'all ain't seen, we ain't seen nothing from y'all just yet. Don't worry. Plot, plan, strategize.
Yeah.
We're learning things. And so, we want to give y'all 30 minutes of our time to see if you are ready to go down the entrepreneur route.
That's right.
And we're not going to say we're experts. We're just going to say we're going to help you decide if you are willing to go down that journey. Because let's just keep it a buck, Miss Barker. A lot of people think this is a quick witch, get rich quick
Child.
scheme, and oh, you're going to be balling. You're going to be all over the world. And 6 months later, a list.
So, like, legit, like you were just saying, like, I don't say I'm an expert, but what I will say is that on that call, I will expose to you and with you just how much skin in the game we
We also got an episode about skin in the game.
have. But so, like, going back, because we digress, we always do, but that's just how our conversations happen. They do.
They happen and flow.
They do. It ebb and flow. Is that what they call it? Ebb
Seven.
and flow. So, just starting out, we were getting ready to do our business cards. And that was a big thing, super huge thing. And most people are like, okay, classically or traditionally, on a business card, you put your logo on there. And now most people are like, okay, you have a brand. So, what's the theme of your brand? And I didn't realize just how fucking annoying that question is, or that assumption is, or that expectation is, until we got ready to do our updated business card, which now would probably need to be on its third or fourth iteration because your card should evolve with you. So thinking outside the box and trying not to be placed into one is, to me, it goes back to putting yourself in that box with what's your theme? Like for us, it was big. People ask, so what's your brand? Like, what are y'all doing? In the first card on our, we said we had a lifestyle apparel brand. And then as times changed, it was like, okay, are you athleisure? Are you athletic wear? Are you t-shirts? Are you, or as the offensive, just you
Just JUST.
The T ain't even always on there.
JUSS.
It's yeah, JUSS is T-shirts. Like, okay, so now am I supposed to put on a card that I am, oh, T-shirts, short sleeve, long sleeve, turtleneck sweaters, hood hoodies, zip up hoodies. Like, damn, what were you doing? That used to piss me the entire hell off. And it didn't piss me off until I got to like the second or third iteration. And it's like, I feel like now, and you just flipped the damn card over on the first iteration with us being a lifestyle apparel brand. That's what we put on there because we thought that's what we were supposed to do.
Flipped the car because I thought she was ready to flip it. But my bad. I just anticipated too early. I knew you to pass a little early. My bad. I was trying to get the assist
I wasn't
when I
ready.
caused the
You
turnover.
did. You did.
My bad.
But even on the first card, we've got on the front lifestyle apparel brand, which is, at that point, that card had what we thought would have been the logo. It wasn't.
Nope.
We figured out quickly that wasn't the logo. That's not what worked for us. On you flip it over on the back, we thought we was doing big hella shit.
Big business. Big business
We
sheet.
had also people say you're supposed to tell them what you offer, products available, when in actuality, if you just go to the damn website.
www.watch4, number four.
Now you see how I just gave you, that was an assist for
I
me.
appreciate it because I just dunked that bitch. Match madness on your ass.
But you, You flip the card over. So now we're putting on their products available. Short sleeve t-shirts, long sleeve t-shirts, polos, hoodies, beanies. Like, you putting on the front of that card that we are a lifestyle apparel brand. That was beyond boxing us in. Because at that moment in time, that point in history, because it's past, so it's history now.
2020,
right. We're trying to say we're a lifestyle apparel brand because we have people constantly asking us. Now we realize, no, we probably didn't fit lifestyle apparel brand. We didn't fit it then. We may fit it now. But why should I have to stamp on my car what kind of brand I have?
So, I'm going to give you a back history.
Okay.
To why my Simple Simon ass chose that shit.
Why you choose that? Because I'm trying lifestyle to get this shit out
brand, the lifestyle brand tag. All right. So, years ago, I fell in love with a rapper who had a shoe line. This was before me and Ms. Parker got married. And I used to bust them shoes out all the time. And as I've gotten older, man, them hoes were some of the Simple Simon ass shoes ever. But simple does not mean boring. Check that out too. So I am a guy with simplicity can get you a long way. I'm not going to advertise the shoe line I talked about because it doesn't exist anymore. But it was quote unquote a lifestyle shoe. It was a shoe that was regular, and some rich motherfucker put their name on it.
Yeah.
And I bought it because I supported that person or entity. But the shoe actually was a cool shoe.
It was a
design was good. And it lasted about 4 or 5 years. Let me tell y'all right now, millionaires are putting out brands that last 4 or 5 years.
So let me put this to you in the most eloquent business manner, okay? So what you're saying to me is, those who are financially fit, those who have the platform, those who have the capabilities and access to resources, right?
Love that.
Some of those, you know, who do fit the box of millionaires, they will put out a brand, and in 4 to 5 years, they will sunset a brand.
Just to break even.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, they lost nothing.
Right.
And so if they're willing to just do shit for 4 or 5 years to break even.
Right.
And we talked about this in the last episode. For the small to medium business owners, they have to float America. Let's keep it pimping right now. We are floating America. Honestly, we're floating the world.
Oh,
it's like if me and Ms. Parker could go to South America, because I love taking South America and do a business trip and just do some things and figure out what's going on in South America, it's going to be the same.
Yeah.
If you go across to Eastern Europe, it's going to be the same.
Right.
You go to Sub-Saharan Africa, and I say Sub-Saharan Africa because if you understand geography, most of the top part of Africa is desert.
Yeah.
I mean, ain't nobody doing much of shit up there.
No.
Most of the business is small to medium.
So they need to go look up.
Their life.
They need to go do a little bit of research on the continent of Africa.
Yes.
Not in the country.
The continent.
The continent.
Even, let's just go to the continent of India. The continent of India is about the size of Texas.
Land mass wise,
that bitch supporting 62% of small businesses across the world.
Yep.
Look it up.
Yep.
And if you say I'm lying, it ain't by much. It ain't by much. You might say, Mega Pocket was 57%.
Right.
The fuck is 5%?
You know,
26 billion people.
I'm a numbers person, so our error that we usually go by is about 3%. Give or take.
That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the box you put in. Me and Ms. Parker have sat in on questionnaires, meetings, and they've said, can you come to a certain continent? I didn't say country.
Right.
Can you come to a certain continent for a business symposium were looking at you all. Who finna give me and Miss Parker $7? Listen, we a family of four. Who finna give us $7,000 up front?
Right. I mean, I go if you give it to me.
Like, listen, I love my mother. I love my mother-in-law. I can't put the pressure on holding a middle school child and a high schooler.
Yeah, child.
For me and her to go across,
halfway across the
arrow.
They got a lot.
To figure out if our business can make it.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we're talking about. Not being in that box. That box does not just mean two really small squares.
Yeah.
That box can mean whole geographical unit that you deal with.
Which, if you think about it in retrospect and you reverse engineer it, if you put on your business card that you are a lifestyle apparel brand, is now the accountability factor for you to live within the box of lifestyle apparel brand? You see what I'm saying?
But listen, I'm going to take you. I'm going to dig you down a little bit deeper. Who lifestyle?
Right.
Oh, see, let me bring it back. This is a black-owned business. Small black-owned business means...
a whole nother level.
Okay. Small black-owned business means... one level is black.
Right.
Stack.
Yeah. Culture.
Culture.
Culture. We got the culture champ hoodie too.
For the culture vultures.
Yeah.
For all the culture vultures. But I'm going to tell y'all, they still bite.
Mm-hmm.
And I say us, not too much, just watch for it. They still biting the whole
as in culture. The culture.
They still biting the culture. They ain't gave us nothing.
Nope.
When Ms. Parker was sitting there talking about earlier today, I'd be remiss to not talk about who founded Black Wall Street. I think we still need to talk about this again. So I'm going to let Ms. Parker give her soliloquy on the Black Wall Street aspect. Because we talk about outside the box. So I'm going to talk about outside the box of the state of Arkansas, because me and Ms. Parker already got some things when we see Caucasian people walking around Arkansas since 1836. So I'm just going to let that sit right there.
You remind
me of Arkansas to 1836, and you maybe still thinking that same way? We got to get you outside your box.
Right.
So I'm going to let Ms. Parker take this away.
So the whole thing about Black Wall Street was essentially, you know, Black Wall Street happened in Oklahoma. Tulsa, yes. Essentially. It was a small community. I can't think of the name of the community right now. You put me on the
spot. This is just about historical context.
In essence, very, 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 very big picture. The guy that initially had the gumption to go and start.
The swift youth attitude.
Right. But to spearhead the Black Wall Street effort was a guy from Arkansas.
Fort Smith.
Yeah, he just crossed on over that state line. You know, Fort Smith ain't but a finger snap from the Oklahoma border.
Yep, you can throw a rock and down there being Oklahoma.
So it was nothing to migrate over that way after, was it the Homestead Act?
Yeah, the Homestead Act basically was what the government said. As long as you do not take up arms against the United States government, they will give you land.
Yeah.
As a prize.
What year is that?
1870.
No.
1868. Listen, we were so close to the Civil War and the end of slavery that it basically went together. And listen, play historian. I'm not a historian.
Right.
If you can correct me on the Homestead Act.
Welcome that all the time.
Take that all the time.
Yeah.
Because we just want to educate people that, listen, the Homestead Act gave a bunch of white folks the issue of land as long as you did not take up arms against the United States government. That was the pride.
Yeah. Moral of the story is very big picture. Dude, it was either his last name was Furlough or Yellow or something. I can't really remember it. Yeah. I wasn't prepared for this.
I'm but sorry, I put on the spot.
He did put me on the spot. But he crossed the border and went over there to Oklahoma City to Oklahoma to Tulsa and essentially created the or spearheaded that whole Black Wall Street process. I won't say overtaking, anything like that. I'm just gonna say.
He just gave folks an idea and see what we can do.
Oh, he probably just shared his idea.
Yeah.
And he honestly, let me tell you what he did. He shared his idea alongside his access to resources to make this shit happen.
That was the biggest key.
Yeah.
Access to resources.
Resources.
And 9 times out of 10, that meant somebody who could give him a dollar.
Yes. And that's exactly what it was. For what he did. People go get MBAs to do that now.
Oh, what's the definition of MBA again?
Masters of Business Administration.
Okay.
Sorry. You know I got an acronym city.
I know. I appreciate it. I don't have one of those.
But, I mean, that's what he helped. He helped do. So, this whole boxing yourself in, like, just be mindful of that from the beginning. Because who wouldn't dare put on a business card now? The us from 2020 to 2024, you know, then to now, wouldn't dare put on a business card that we're a lifestyle brand, lifestyle apparel brand. I believe we're way more fucking more than that.
I just think we're a culture brand.
That's it.
I think we're a brand. That's it. Culture. And also, I would be remiss for when we're talking about not being boxed in, that we do not salute those people who fought outside the box. The Freedman Bank people, the People's Trust Bank, the people who have ran a gauntlet, who have fought something different. And yeah, I'm dropping the name because I want to just get our understanding for our culture.
And I believe Mr. African-American man, black guy from Arkansas that spearheaded Black Wall Street, I believe he had initially like the People's Bank, something like that set up. So I just wanted to make sure I put that out there.
Exactly. We are putting it out there because at the end of the day, you never know if you're in the box till you bust out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so for those small business owners, medium business owners, understand you are probably in a box. Understand you getting out that box is only one push away. It's only one thought away.
That's right.
And so what we're talking about getting outside the box is that, hey, when you look at those people that are large business owners now, just rewind. Do your research. Go back 50, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. They weren't there.
That's right.
Yeah. And you'll be surprised that you'll be right where they are right now. So I'm going to let Ms. Parker take the last word and get us on up out of here.
So all I really have to say is don't let the box you in.
Move the box. Don't box.
He said don't box.
Don't get boxed in. And we'll catch y'all next time.